It's Thursday, March 5th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. El-Shabaab, the Somali terrorist group, has told all Christians to leave northeastern Kenya with an audio clip that threatened all those who are, quote, non-Muslim believers, end quote. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson, Africa Director for International Christian Concern, about how vulnerable Kenyan Christians are to attacks from Somalia.
There's a couple of factors that come to play when you're talking about Al-Shabaab and eastern Kenya. The problem is that the border between Kenya and Somalia is very porous, it's very open, and it's very hard for Kenya to be able to stop people from coming across from Somalia into their country. Just think about the same issues we have here in the U.S. with securing our southern border. It's hard to secure that large of an open area. So Al-Shabaab conducts many of their attacks from Somalia. They come into Kenya, conduct the attacks, and then go right back into Somalia for protection.
Johnson said that there is one pastor they know who has chosen to stay in the danger zone next to Somalia.
We do know of a pastor who's been there for decades. I mean, he comes from that area. He is clearly staying to try and continue to evangelize to the population. It's definitely hard for him as he's watched his community dwindle.
Johnson asked that Christians pray for those in Kenya who have lost a family member to the attacks of Al-Shabaab, for safety from further attacks, and for steadfastness in the faith. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The United States signed an historic peace deal with Taliban militants on Saturday. The treaty aims at ending nearly 20 years of fighting in Afghanistan that started after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The deal plans for the withdrawal of 13,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan, conditioned on the Taliban meeting certain objectives, including cutting ties with terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. California officials reported the first coronavirus death in the state on Wednesday. The individual was an elderly person with underlying health conditions. This brings the coronavirus death toll in the United States to 11, with over 100 cases as of yesterday. The rest of the deaths occurred in Washington state. The U.S. House of Representatives approved an $8.3 billion bill yesterday to fight the coronavirus and develop a vaccine. U.S. Attorney General William Barr addressed the National Religious Broadcasters Christian Media Convention in Nashville, Tennessee last week and defended